Hello, new friends and old friends alike. Welcome to High School Counseling Conversations. You're listening to episode 38. Let's get going. I hope you're getting into the rhythm of a new school year. We are rocking and rolling over in the Click Collaborative High School Counseling membership. If you missed that window to join, don't worry. Doors will be open again in January 2023. So head to the show notes and put your name on the wait list. If you're still in the throes of schedule changes and hundreds of parent emails, head back to last week's episode and give yourself the gift of a back-to-school pep talk. It's episode 37, and I loved recording this one for y'all. Summer is coming to a close, and we're moving into fall. If you work with junior or senior students, college and post-secondary options are most definitely on their mind right now. So along with that theme, I want to take you into an episode about counselor fly-in programs. I was so surprised when I pulled the Instagram world and there was not a lot of experience with these, so I'm really excited to talk about them today. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Have you ever heard of a counselor fly-in? Let me tell you, it is a hidden treasure of high school counseling. Now, especially in public education, I could name little to no perks that come with the job. I've never gotten a monetary bonus, and one time I even watched my co-counselor friend get scolded in the cafeteria because we thought that lemonade was free for staff, and it wasn't. So you can imagine my surprise when I heard of a counselor fly-in program and that it was completely paid for. Yes, I was a skeptic at first too, but when I got to crunching the numbers and understanding what this thing was and how it benefited the college, it made a lot more sense to me. See, a counselor fly-in program is where a public or private college flies a high school counselor group or high school counseling group, and sometimes independent college counselors or community-based organization employees, to their college to show them around, teach them the ropes, give them tours, and bukus of information in hopes that they would head back home and send students to apply to their school. And then not only apply there, but they'd be the right students that would actually go there. They hope that by showing off their school and giving you the ultimate tour, that you have the right student in mind to fit their school and that you'll talk them up. In both of my two experiences on college fly-in programs, they've gone out of their way to serve us as guests. So, of course, I felt knowledgeable about the school and excited to head back and tell my students about the school. First things first, how did I find out about counselor fly-ins and how do you find out about them? The first place I saw them mentioned was in one or a few Facebook groups, so I got to thinking, let me start doing some of my own research on this and see what I can find. I'll tell you, I've been on two official fly-ins, the University of Tampa in Tampa, Florida, and then Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. I did a little collaboration with Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and you might have seen that on Instagram before, which that kind of had a similar vibe as a counselor fly-in program, but that was just me and them, not like a group thing like the other two counselor fly-ins. University of Tampa had a few different weekends to choose from, and I went in November, the year that I went, which was perfect Florida weather. I found the website that has all of their dates on there, like upcoming dates even for this year. So I will put that in the show notes so that you can at least, you can apply if that was something you're interested in, or you can kind of see how it works on the school's website. But they had a bunch of different dates spread out throughout the year, the University of Tampa in particular, 6 dates throughout the whole school year. I think sometimes they make it tricky to find on their website. So I'm excited to put that in the show notes to give you a place to start. So I applied. It was not an extensive process or anything, just saying I was interested, like put my name in the hat, and then I was picked. Their website says it's on a first-come, first-served basis, but I'd be willing to bet that they dig a little deeper and they are strategic about who they pick, not just pick anyone. I say that because I don't think they're going to pick 3 counselors from the same high school. They're probably being strategic about certain areas they want to build up in their student base or where they want to bring counselors from, maybe from places that they haven't had admissions counselors travel themselves. That's just my guess. I've never been on that admission side of things, but With my educated guess, that's what I'm going to say. Anyways, once I RSVP'd, someone called me on the phone and organized my travel arrangements. This one was a quick trip. I want to say it was one night, maybe. They arranged my flight, like I told them where I wanted to fly out of. They arranged my transportation from the airport to my hotel and my hotel reservation. I even got to put my own Marriott Rewards number on the account reservation. So that was pretty cool. Got the points for that. So what happened when I was there? We took a sunset boat cruise in the Gulf of Mexico over to a local dinner spot. That was really cool. Maybe this is an introvert's worst nightmare, but I love traveling by myself and just talking to random people. It was cool because everyone was there by themselves, so there was a lot to talk about as everyone got to know each other for this quick trip. In the morning, we went to the college campus and we were greeted in the admission center for a few presentations. Then we toured some specific highlights of their campus, like their residence halls, athletic centers, chapel where they held their music programs, and chemistry lab buildings. We got to climb a minaret and see a beautiful aerial view of campus, and of course, visit the bookstore for college swag. Then we headed home later that afternoon. Like I said, this one was a quick trip. Since it was just me, I didn't make a longer trip of it. I had to miss one day of school for it, but that's it. I went back to school on Tuesday morning. I was actually more familiar with Tampa and that area because my hometown is about an hour away from there, but I had never been to the University of Tampa's campus. I just put out a new resource this past week, but I wanted to tell you about it and give you the vision behind it and what's to come with these resources. Long story short, I volunteer with a community organization where we mentor teen moms. So here's where Counselor Click steps in. I'm working on developing a bundle of resources to bring into schools to use with this population. I've got a variety of topics in the queue, and that first one that I just finished is goal setting. These resources can be used in any order, but I felt like this was a good one to start the year with. You could use this resource in a lunch and learn setting like I will, or you could even take it into a classroom, a small group, or a resource or ed support class and find use for it there too. Head to counselorclick.com/goal setting to check it out. This resource comes with the Google Slides presentation to teach some basics and get conversation going. Then there are two activities that come with printable and digital options. And then there's an additional sheet of questions to dig deeper with your pregnant and parenting students if you're choosing to use this resource with those students. Go to counselorclick.com/goal setting to get it for yourself. I can't wait to hear what you think. I'll keep you posted on the next ones. Now, let me tell you about my trip to Stanford. This one was especially cool as an East Coast girl heading across the country. I did this one in the summer. It was July 2019, so my husband and I actually made a whole trip out of it. First, we flew to San Francisco and had a day of being tourists there. Then we drove down to Palo Alto and did the fly-in event before heading back up to wine country where the real vacation started. Being from a large public South Carolina high school, my students rarely traveled that far away from home for college. I'm certain I never had a student attend Stanford in my time as a high school counselor, so this was a treat to get to go visit and really immerse myself in their admissions culture and learn a lot more. Stanford's program is technically called the Stanford Counselor Outreach Program, or SCOP. They handle travel the same way as the other one did. If you want to add someone to the trip or book an extra night on the front or back end, you just do that yourself. This one was two full days of learning, so you got there the night before that started, and then you left the evening of that second full day. Their workshops were spent hearing about financial aid, holistic admissions, recommendation letter writing, a school profile workshop, best practices for undocumented students, transfer student process, case studies, a tour of the campus, hearing from other colleges around the area, which I thought was really cool because others like me had come from all over. So this was a really cool experience to sit down and hear from a panel of other colleges in California. It felt like a really big bonus. Oh, and if you've heard of Quest Bridge, they're based out of Palo Alto too. So a rep from there came and spoke about Quest Bridge and their scholarship process. There was a ton of value packed into this fly-in. I was really impressed. Both trips were well worth arranging childcare and getting some time away for. With some digging, I am certain you can find some counselor fly-in programs to attend. If I were you, I'd sort of start a dream list. Do you just want to go anywhere? Start by applying to these two. Are you looking to go to certain areas of the country? Start researching generally or go to specific schools' websites. Search things like counselor fly-in or counselor outreach or counselor programs. If they have one, they'll most likely have a link for you to fill out some information about you, your role, and your school. And then they'll be in touch with you if they choose you. keep a list or a spreadsheet and go back and keep applying if you don't get it. Like I mentioned before, they may be looking for a high school counselor from a specific type of school or a certain region, and you never know when it might be you. There were counselors from all over the place, but both times, I was the only counselor from South Carolina on my trip. Once you finish a counselor fly-in program, you now have firsthand experiences to share with your students about those colleges or universities. When I was on these college campuses, the whole time I was there, I was thinking of students who this would be perfect for. When you're meeting with a senior for senior meetings, I'll link a blog post about that, there'll be students who totally come to mind and come up as good fits for these schools, and you will be the superhero counselor that you are when you recommend them to those schools. If something comes up with those schools, you also now have a direct contact there at admissions after your time spent there. Those admissions counselors are usually the ones coordinating and hosting to some extent, so you'll really spend some time getting to know them and they get to know the counselors who are on those trips. Before I finish this episode and wrap things up, I also wanted to quickly mention student fly-in programs. Did you know that those existed? I had seen these more readily in my last few years as a high school counselor, especially for my high-achieving, low-income students. Private colleges seem to be recruiting these students and bringing them to their campus to give them access to a tour and an experience, which I thought was really cool. It's how one of my students ended up picking his college after attending a student fly-in program that was completely paid for. I'll link in the show notes to two blog posts I've written about fly-in programs before. They were called 7 Insider Things You Need to Know About a Counselor Fly-In, and the other one was called 4 Benefits of Attending a Counselor Fly-In. Send me a DM if you've ever done a fly-in before. Are there any trips you'd avoid? Ones that weren't so good? Are there trips that you'd do again in a heartbeat? Are there schools that you wish had fly-in programs? What's the best one you've ever done? Let's start a conversation over on Instagram about your counselor outreach programs. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts and connect with you about this. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.